Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now is this: God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. That's the truth. Hi, I'm your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today we're going to be talking about the story behind my song, When I Worship You. That's from the recording Days of Awe. I received this particular song on July 5th, 2012, as a foundational stone in the battle plan of my life. In case you haven't noticed, we are at war as believers in and followers of Jesus Christ. And this warfare is of the spiritual kind, you know that. We do not go blindly into this war. That would be utter foolishness. We must constantly remind ourselves that we have been equipped with the armor of God, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. And best of all, if you read the end of the book, we win. The creation of this song goes back many weeks before the date I actually received it. Let me summarize the circumstances we were facing. I had just had shoulder surgery, went on a ministry trip to Jamaica 10 days after my surgery, stepping down from a major position on a board of directors for worldwide ministry due to pressure from pro-gay groups who watched me in the hopes of catching me in a slip-up. They had to create a slip-up in this one, though. Distancing myself from this ministry so as to ease the heat they were facing because of me, which meant stepping down from the ministry at their conference a week later as well. Feeling alone and undefended, which I know is not true. Add to the mix losing a family pet, losing a family friend, facing an uncertain financial future, and then, guess what? Broke a rib on top of it all. Couldn't win for losing, it seemed like. Concerning the most intense part of the battle goes all the way back to May of 2012 when Melinda and I went to Jamaica for a ministry trip that entailed me sharing my story 10 times in a four-day period, all while recuperating from shoulder surgery. This ministry trip also included leading worship from the piano several times while in constant pain from said surgery. I do not advise this for anyone. I don't know what I was thinking. Part of the trip included an interview with one of Jamaica's national newspapers, the Daily Observer. In that interview, I was asked what I thought of then-President Obama's stance on same-sex marriage, and I told them I loved my president and that I prayed for him, but that I thought he was deceived because his stance was opposed to the God-ordained union of a man and a woman and opposed to the basic foundation of society, the family. The headline in the paper the following day read this: Obama deceived on same-sex marriage, says reformed gay American. It was when I returned to the States that I was asked to step down from the board of directors from that worldwide Christian ministry to those struggling with unwanted same-sex attraction. Thus began a long battle with the enemy, whose sole purpose seemed to be to leave me feeling utterly alone and abandoned by the body of Christ. Ministry opportunities seemed to begin drying up after that period as well. It seemed we were under attack. But the other perspective I had was that Father was trying to get me to rest. There's always another point of view, and that's the one I want to get to, and that's my Father's point of view. One, I believe he wanted me to get to that place of rest so he could carry me. As the July 2012 Next Generation Creative Institute neared, this is a gathering in my home. All of these things came to a head in my life and I had nothing left but to fall on Jesus. This song came as I did the one thing I can always do in spite of my circumstances. I can always worship God. And when I worship him, I can see what he sees. When I worship him, joy floods in. When I worship him, rest and comfort come to my soul. When I worship him, the enemy is put under my feet and out of my mind. When I worship him, God is glorified, and I walk as a son of God. I honestly cannot stop singing this song. I sing it at least once a week, and I probably never will stop. And I use the bridge for times of open worship and singing in the Spirit, just recklessly abandoning myself to God and passionate pouring out of my soul. Whatever I need to get out in the open to God, I just pour out during the bridge of this song. I dedicate this song, When I Worship You, to the people of Next Generation Creative Institute and to my friends, Danny and Joanna Dunlap, and to my wife, Melinda, who weathered this storm much better than I and helped me through it all. My main battle plan, resist the devil and he will flee. My main battle plan, worship God, no matter what.
When I grow weary of the trials, all the endless painful miles, when I need to feel your smile, I worship you. When I'm weary of the quest of this race and need some rest, I need hope and nothing less, so I worship you. 'Cause when I worship you, it's like unto a plunge into the ocean blue, much deeper than I ever knew, and always freeing. When I worship you, I just let go and trust you with my heart and soul to take me where I need to go. Enjoy just being so with all I am, with all I know, with all my heart, with all my soul, with every breath, with everything I know. I worship you. I worship you. No one knows me like you do. No one cleanses like you do. No one heals me like you do. I worship you. No one always there like you. No one frees me like you do. And no one loves me like you do. So I worship you. 'Cause when I worship you, it's like unto a plunge into the ocean blue, much deeper than I ever knew, and always freeing. When I worship you, I just let go and trust you with my heart and soul.
Father, we bow before you in worship. We exalt you as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Father and Maker, Creator, our all in all. We purpose to worship you no matter what, through any circumstance, through any battle. And we look to you as our victor, as our champion. We bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. James 4:7 in the New American Standard Bible says this, "Submit therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." Part of submitting to God is just worshiping him. That's simple. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. We have authority over him. That's part of our inheritance as joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Psalm 29:2 in the King James Version says this, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Doesn't tell you under what circumstances. I believe it means under any circumstances. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We are his children, his sons and his daughters. Let's act like it today. Today's episode is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can even have artisan, the beautiful Melinda Jernigan, that's right, that's my wife. She can create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And I also have a free gift for you today. It's a free devotional ebook just for you. You can simply follow the link provided in the podcast description, or you can go to amazon.com and type in the search bar, "Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers." That's "Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers," and you'll see the Kindle version free for the taking. Please send everyone you know to get their own copy, and remember to leave me a review after you've used the book for a few days. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song, "When I Worship You," from the recording Days of Awe, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Again, I say thank you for joining me for today's podcast. And remember this, if you remember nothing else, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.